Illinois CyberKnife deploys revolutionary technology in the fight against prostate cancer in just 5 outpatient treatments. With CyberKnife treatment for prostate cancer, there's no pain, no surgery, and you can go back to your normal activities right after treatment. Prostate cancer doesn't fight fair. Neither should you. For more information, contact Illinois CyberKnife at 847-723-0100 or visit IllinoisCK.com, a service of Advocate Lutheran General Hospital. No case is typical. Results will vary by patient, and there's no guarantee you'll experience these results.
The International Champions Cup presented by Heineken is returning to Soldier Field on July 20th. Don't miss 2 of the best soccer teams in the world, English Premier League champions Manchester City and Bundesliga powerhouse Borussia Dortmund. They face off in Soldier Field July 20th. Good seats still remain at Ticketmaster.com. It's Manchester City, Borussia Dortmund, July 20th, Soldier Field.
On NBC.
Before the Northside game on Saturday, join the Score at the Verizon Wireless Store, 3701 North Halstead Street at 11:30 through first pitch at 1:20. Enter for a chance to win a 4-pack of VIP seats to an upcoming game and watch Zach Zaidman do the Cubs Radio Network pregame show at 12:45. Verizon Wireless. Better matters.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This upcoming segment with Gordon Wittenmeyer brought to you by Rinnai Tankless Water Heaters. Meet the all-new Rinnai Sensei Tankless Water Heater, offering an endless supply of hot water, significant energy savings, and Wi-Fi monitoring. Visit tanklessismore.com to see why tankless is more.
Cubs win! Gordon Wittenmeyer taking you inside the Cubs clubhouse. Win.
Chicago Cubs.
The Chicago Sun-Times. Gordon Wittenmeyer.
Hey, Chicago, what do you say? The Cubs are going to win today.
Mully and Hadley, Chicago Sports Radio 6-7 to the Score. Gordon Wittenmeyer joins us. He, of course, covering the Chicago Cubs for the Chicago Sun-Times. Good morning, Gordon. How are you?
I'm doing great.
You are our, all right. You're our El Mago, if I may say so.
Yeah, I did a swim move right around my mane yesterday and and slid safely into my notebook.
We talked to Jim Hickey a few minutes ago, and he was saying that there might not be another guy in baseball that could have scored on that play, and he's not sure how many guys could score on that play in the history of the game. I mean, that was an amazing kind of slide, sideways slide. I don't know what you call that slide. And he does these sorts of things, and I know the magician, but he really is. It really, the guy's going to make an elephant disappear someday.
He said something fascinating. It wasn't even, I mean, he's done this twice this year. Earlier this year, there was a different play. I wish I could remember exactly the play, but what stood out to me was the way he described how toward the end of that play, sliding into a base, everything slowed down for him. And it was Matrix-like, you know, to envision what he seemed to be describing. And, like, you know, for the rest of us, you know, it's just mass confusion doing, even trying to do something at any sort of high speed with a lot of moving parts like that. And with him, it's instinctual. And he was talking yesterday about not practicing these kinds of things as he grew up, about being sort of a bad being bad at sliding into bases and having to sort of adjust just to get good at head first slides. He's gifted at the game. He works his ass off at this game and always has. He's a gym rat version of a baseball player. And I think it's built up, you know, whatever his initial instincts, you know, were, you know, that he was born with, he's built him up to this level that very few, if anybody, has in the game. And so that's why when Joe sees him do something that looks on its face in the moment stupid, he wants him, you know, he encourages him. He says, you know, this guy has, I don't want to tone this down because too many good things happen.
And it's also when you hear the Javi talk about, you know, well, he's watching Lariano. He knows he's got a slow pick move. And, you know, like you said, you know, not just the gym rat aspect, but the thinking man's aspect, because it makes it look so easy. And then, you know, on the other part of that, he has to volunteer that he's not trying to show anybody up. So he's still kind of cognizant that people think he's you know, kind of hamming it when he's just trying to play the game the way he always plays it.
Yeah, I've had lots of talks with him about that over the last couple of years because he's been criticized for it, you know, and other people have talked to him about it too. But I mean, just for some stories I wanted to do exclusively on that with him, and he plays the game with such energy and joy, and again, you know, kind of, you know, on the edge of your seat type of a style of playing. That he's realized that at least in this culture, at least with old white guys, it can come off as seeming, you know, to be showing up people, but that's not his intent, and he has felt the need at times to volunteer that, you know, when he realizes after the fact, you know, how excited he got over something and how it's been taken in the past. But you've never seen him like focus on the opponent when he gets excited about something like that. So I, you know, he's not showing anybody up.
When you look at where they're at right now, obviously Quintana's performance was needed and was welcome, and he seemed better. And we know that other than John Lester, there's been concerns with everyone. Where are they at? We just talked to Jim, who says that Yu Darvish probably another month, and that's maybe optimistic.
And that's the fact of the matter is, and you probably heard it in Jim's voice. We certainly heard it coming from Joe yesterday, without him saying this specifically. They have no idea.
Right.
There's no way to know. Is he going to throw another pitch for these guys this year? And that's not doom and gloom. That's not, you know, hyper criticism or anything like that. They just don't know. None of the tests they did for him when his triceps issue first arose showed anything. It didn't show anything. You know, it was, you know, these were clean MRIs, and you know, an impingement. He goes to see his orthopedist in Texas and gets told he has an impingement. Gets a cortisone shot. Well, I don't know what tests they did, and I don't know the specific, you know, fine definition of impingement. It's somewhat of a general term. I'm not doubting for a second that he feels something in there. I'm not sure he knows how to take it, whatever he's feeling in there. And they certainly don't know. And they're getting communication, mixed signals with the communication on a week to week, sometimes day to day basis. I mean, it looked so promising when he threw that simulated game. I was there for that, and you know, there was the ball was jumping and it was moving and it was commanded. And then he goes to South Bend. I think it was a five pitch, seven pitch first inning or something like that. He winds up getting through five innings pretty efficiently. Threw some more pitches in the bullpen. It was so efficient. But he comes out of that saying maybe he felt a little something. Well, what? Then we talked to him, and he says, you know, it was a little tightness, but everybody goes through it. Joe sort of said the same thing, and then the next day it's not.
So
how long does this go?
Well,
don't know.
Well, that's my question. You know, Theo said the other day here on the station that when he's punching out 13 and walking off after seven innings to an ovation, you know, everyone will see what the guy they signed. If you're not going to see him before the trade deadline, and even though in your heart of hearts you may believe that if you're Theo and Jed in the front office, how do you go about your business come trade deadline?
I don't know. You got five guys right now. If you get to toward the end of July, like when push comes to shove in those last few days, and there's some guys on the table there that you might be able to go after, and everybody's healthy and everybody's making their turns, I don't know. And nobody's doing, you know, so awful that you're going to stick them in the bullpen. I don't know how you acquire somebody and bump somebody out. And I don't even know if that's what the best thing is to help the club. So it's going to be sort of a decision in progress all the way down to that. And in the meantime, you're checking in on everybody and probably looking more in the range of depth guys, sort of, yeah, six, seven starter guys that you can stick at AAA and maybe they'll be ready for you on a moment's notice if needed. And then also bullpen guys. I think that's what you're looking for going to the deadline. As far as trying to go after some bona fide right now, stick him in the rotation starter, I don't know. I don't even know how you would go about that. Number one, and by the way, if it's going to be anybody better than somebody you already have, I don't know if you've got the player capital to even pull off that trade or who it would be. So you're kind of stuck at that top five in your rotation right now, and whether you include Darvish in that or not, you're kind of stuck with writing that out and trying to manipulate that group into what you think it can be.
So we don't know what's going on with Darvish. C.J. Edwards, Chris Bryant, what's the rest of the crew look like?
Well, C.J. threw again last night in what was supposed to be his last rehab appearance. Nothing wrong with him physically is what I'm told, and that they expected just one more, just go fine-tune, because he looked a little rough in his previous innings.
Yeah, it was interesting to hear Jim Hickey say, well, was it just rust, though? I mean, like that.
Well, yeah, I heard that. Well, it wasn't just rust. It was actual command problems. Yeah, and he's had that before. But the idea was to try to get him back in there on Friday, get him back, activate him, have him ready to go for the Cincinnati series. Now, he didn't finish his inning yesterday, threw 20 pitches, got two outs, gave up a hit, walked a guy. So I don't know if that gets pushed back, a few more days into the next series, and bring him back in time to take him on the road. I don't know. I would imagine that's a decision they're talking about right now. And the way Jim sounded when he was talking to you guys, it makes me wonder if they're already leading that way. Of course, Joe's probably not up yet today, so to be involved in that conversation yet. So they probably haven't had that conversation yet. But it sounds like in Jim's mind it's certainly going to be part of the conversation, leaving him there for one more. He's huge. I mean, you get him back now, all of a sudden the back end of your bullpen is full again, although that hasn't really been a problem. It's been this rotation. You know, you asked me about where they stand with the rotation. They're scoring a ton of runs right now, and you don't want to discount that, but you also, that's not going to keep up at that rate the rest of the year. What's going to make the biggest deciding factor in how strong they can finish is a rotation that gets on a roll, at least providing enough competitive innings. Doesn't have to have the best ERA. It doesn't have to be seven innings, one run every time out, but it's got to be competitive, more than five innings a start on an average, which is what they got the last turn through the rotation. And then you can ride that to winning streaks or 8-2 runs, 10 games at a time, and have a chance to finish like they have the last two or three years. Until that happens, you're kind of sweating out the second half, and really, being pretty happy you put yourself in the kind of position they're in right now.
And Bryant?
Yes, sir. Gordon, we'll let you go quickly on the way out. The Machado stuff, it seems like the Cubs now are maybe those also listed teams. It's Cleveland, it's Arizona, it seemed like a month or two ago the Cubs were in the first line of that story, and now it seems like they're the second or third paragraph. Any thoughts?
Yeah, it was always thought to be kind of, if not a long shot, at least, it was going to be a challenge to pull off, but they were definitely interested. And there's really less, kind of less urgency to think you would need anything like that. They're scoring tons of runs, and their shortstop's doing a good job.
And Chris Bryant's out.
Chris Bryant's out, but you don't expect that to be long term, and you don't expect him to play anywhere but third base when he comes back. So at this point, it's becoming a longer shot for sure. But that's still the team that. They'll have on their speed dial.
Great stuff, Gordon. Appreciate it, buddy.
All right, guys. Take it easy.
Take care, Gordon.
That's Gordon Whitmire. Yeah, I was wondering about that, so it's good to hear. Want to thank everyone for calling, texting, emailing. Most of all, thanks so much for listening.
All right, get back on the tube and hopefully don't get lost.
It sounds like I'm going to get shoved into a very kind of cramped space and shot through one of those.
No, you got the Oyster card. You're good.
I got my Oyster card. Everyone back off.
And we will be back bright and early tomorrow morning live at 5, so please join us.
It's Mully and Hanley, Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 to the Score.
You know, when the NFL's down 20%, it's the flag.
Hey, Chicago, this is Brent Musburger. Listen to the 2 and 5 p.m. hours daily in the McNeil and Parkin Show on The Score for the VSiN Action Update, where our team of experts give you the latest wagering and gaming info on Chicago's teams and the biggest sports stories of the day. That's the VSiN Action Updates.
Ask any dentist and they will tell you most of us brush our teeth too hard, unevenly, and not nearly long enough. And that leads to serious health problems. So I decided to do something about it. I'm Simon Enova, and I invented Quip, the modern electric toothbrush to help you have fresh breath, pristine teeth, and excellent oral hygiene. As a product designer, I care about how your toothbrush looks, feels, and the quality of every bristle. Quip has a lightweight and sleek design with simple timed vibrations and guiding pulses for a perfect two-minute clean. And unlike other high-end electric toothbrushes, Quip starts at just $25. BuzzFeed calls us the iPhone of toothbrushes, and Time magazine named us one of the best inventions of the year. Start brushing better with Quip.
Go to getquip.com/clean and get your first refill pack free with a Quip electric toothbrush. That's your first refill pack free at getquip.com/clean. Spelled getquip.com/clean.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Top off or flush and refill your cooling system with Peat Long Life Universal Premixed Antifreeze and Coolant on sale for $6.99 a gallon after a mail-in rebate. Protect against damaging rust and corrosion with Peat Long Life Universal Premixed Antifreeze and Coolant at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Chicago, it's time. Time for Major Golf. Time for golf's legends. Time to get up close and see it live. Get your tickets to see legends like John Daly, Fred Couples, and three-time champion Bernard Langer at this year's Constellation Senior Players Championship. July 11th through 15th at Exmoor Country Club in Highland Park. Tickets start at only $18 and kids get in free. Visit cspgolf.com to learn more today.
The FIFA World Cup on Fox may be happening halfway around the world, but you're connected to it. It's in your DNA. Perhaps you've heard of the brilliance of Ronaldo.
Ronaldo, magnificent!
What if part of your DNA originated in Portugal? Or maybe your DNA connects you to Argentina, where Messi is a national hero.
And it's Messi, 3-0 Argentina!
So this summer, root for your roots. Watch the FIFA World Cup on Fox. And let Fox broadcast sponsor 23andMe help you find your connections to the world.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. Our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed-rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly with thehomeloanexpert.com. It's the weekend. Do yourself a favor and take a look at the credit card debt that you pay each month. Now imagine that you could pay it all off at once. How much would you save? $500 a month? $1,000? $2,000 a month? With home values going up, you are gaining equity at a record pace. This weekend, get on the path to financial freedom and apply for a cash-out refinance at thehomeloanexpert.com. The Home Loan Expert, LLC, Illinois Residential Mortgage Licensee.
1-877 Cars for Kids. K-A-R-S Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
Donate online at carsforkids.com. That's cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
And now, an ad from Mom.
Here I go. Bundling home and auto with Progressive can save you money on your car insurance. No kidding. Oh, all right. I'm sorry. I added that last part in. You can edit that out, right?
Or you can keep it in if you like. I mean, my opinion is I think it's good. I think other people my age would like it. Very relatable.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discounts not.